USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Excitement is building ahead of Monday's solar eclipse. It's the first total eclipse here since 2017 and will be the last until 2044. The path of totality, where the sun is completely covered by the moon, will occur in over a dozen states. Administrators in one Pennsylvania school district say they'll dismiss classes early Monday, thanks to the eclipse. John Schaefer has more.
They say it's being done out of an abundance of caution as the eclipse is happening around the time schools normally would dismiss. Officials say many students won't have the special eyewear needed to watch the eclipse safely. Allentown Middle and High Schools will dismiss at 11:30 a.m. and elementary students will get out at 12:30 p.m.
Over the weekend, millions in the Northeast were still feeling aftershocks from Friday's 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Since then, there have been several minor aftershocks, including some early Saturday morning. Those all registered as being below 2.0 on the scale. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there are no other reports of damage beyond what happened on Friday. The governor of Maryland says that he'll push to have the Port of Baltimore back open and operating by next month.
It is an aggressive timeline, but we are going to work around the clock to make sure that we hit this timeline.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Governor Wes Moore said he's not quite sure how much it will cost. The governor plans to visit with lawmakers in Congress this week to consider more federal funding for reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It collapsed 2 weeks ago after a massive cargo ship hit it, killing six bridge construction workers. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency is warning of the risk of a major nuclear accident after a drone attack on Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia power plant. A team from the International Atomic Energy Agency was able to visit the Russian-controlled site after the attack, which involved explosions and gunfire. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Federal Aviation Administration now investigating after a Houston-bound Southwest Airlines flight had to return to Denver on Sunday. About half an hour after taking off from Denver International Airport, the Boeing 737 made an emergency landing after an engine cover came loose and damaged part of the right wing. Emergency responders met the passengers on the runway, and the travelers soon boarded another flight that landed in Houston about 2 p.m. There were no injuries reported. Inflation causing another U.S. store to close, USA's Laura Winters reports.
The popular West Coast-based 99-cent-only store closing all 371 of its locations due to inflation and rampant theft. The store is operating in four states, California, Nevada, Texas, and Arizona. Liquidation sales ongoing. Some 1,400 employees will now have to find other jobs.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is letting President Biden have it on immigration, speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Joe Biden has created this open border policy that has allowed illegal immigrants into our country to appeal to and to appease the far leftists in hopes of trying to win their support while at the same time destroying the country that he's in charge of.
Texas and the White House remain at odds in a legal battle over which agencies are allowed to enforce federal immigration law at the border. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.